Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're whipping around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed, trial subscription. We first start with the biggest headlines in the NFL. Big Ben was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list, one of four Steelers added to the list after Vance McDonald tested positive for the virus. Note that Big Ben is deemed high risk and could actually be activated from the list as early as Saturday and play in Sunday's game. Titans wideout A.J. Brown was a full participant in Tuesday's walkthrough. He sat out Monday due to a bone bruise he's been dealing with for nearly the entire season. Also listed as a full participant in his practice, T.Y. Hilton, who is very close to being full speed. Elsewhere, in the NBA, the Thunder are discussing a trade that would send Chris Paul to the Suns. In baseball news, DJ LeMahieu is officially a free agent as he declined his qualifying offer from the Yankees. Now moving into season-long fantasy, we take a look at the Week 10 waiver wire pickups for the NFL, where Texans running back Duke Johnson is a primary target at the running back position. It remains to be seen if David Johnson will play this week, but there's a lot of upside in taking a chance on Duke if David is out. Johnson had 16 carries for 41 yards and a touchdown last week. For the wide receiver position, Jakobi Meyers is a primary target as he's collected 25 targets over the last two games. From that, he's had 16 catches and 227 yards, in addition to him showing flashes that he could be better than a healthy Julian Edelman. For a secondary target, Darnell Mooney is an interesting pick as he runs a lot of deep routes and gets about 5 targets a game. He actually had a team-high 11 targets on Sunday. But if you're really looking for a Hail Mary pick, Michael Pittman of the Colts is your guy, who saw a season-high 7 targets with 4 catches and 56 yards on Sunday. The Colts have a soft schedule the rest of the way, barring one game against Green Bay. But every team they're facing outside that is 18th or worse against the wide receiver position from a fantasy perspective. For a tight end Hail Mary pick, the Vikings' Irv Smith is somewhat interesting. He had a goal line target and snatched 2 of his 4 targets for touchdowns. He's been getting about 4 targets per game over the last 4 games, while Kyle Rudolph has taken more of a blocking role this season. For a look at the quarterbacks, check out Kevin Payne's NFL Waiver Wire Week 10 Pickups article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.